Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I should be... Well, I should be back on the air now. If anybody's out there wanting to listen, this is a test show just to see what's going on because I've had problems being kicked off the air by Skype, I think. So I should be on the air, and the streaming should be on. So if anybody's been listening to me, this is just sure that I'm actually okay. Want to call in? Want to see what's going on? I know. And what I'll do is I'll go back to an article I was reading and see if we can just kind of cover something material for the next few minutes and see what happens. Okay. Yeah, because Skype keep losing people, and I just want to make sure that I can stay on the air and that you can actually hear me. So I'd like to know if somebody can actually hear me. So if you're out there somewhere, come into the chat room or call me, and you know, I'll do the regular intuitive soul reading if you want, but I'm just trying to check this thing out and see if it's actually working, because I was having a problem.
Skype or... or whoever it is.
I have no idea. So, kind of filling time here a little bit. Trying to get back to an article or two that I can cover for a few minutes to see what's going on. Wow, this is really strange. Okay, so. And I'm actually going to test and see if this will actually work. Okay. I want to know if this is actually working. So I'm going on the air. This is the test show, but I will give you a reading if you want to call in, if you want to go in the chat room. Okay?
Okay. Well, let's do this.
Try a couple things here. There's an article I wanted to cover. It was about the power of music. So let's just go through that real quick and see if I can stay on the air for a little while. The healing power of music. Whether you listen to, this is not working. The healing power of music, whether you're listening to it. Okay, let's try this again. Okay, yeah, we're having a lot of fun here. Whether you're listening. Okay. Try this again. Sorry about this, folks. This is kind of like way too much fun for me today. All these articles. Okay. Whether you're listening to it or creating it, music can reduce stress and anxiety, distract you from negative feelings and emotions, even relieve symptoms of health or mental conditions. Music has been used to reduce physical and emotional pain, increase quality of life. What?
You know. Just want to make sure you are listening.
Music has been used to reduce physical and emotional pain, increase quality of life in medical, psychiatric hospitals, drug and alcohol programs, assisted living facilities, and cancer centers. Okay, the same music practices can be worked into your daily life, especially with the guidance of a counselor, coach, or licensed music therapy who can assess your needs and use specialized and research-based techniques to help you guide you towards reaching your therapeutic
technical stuff about music, but most
likely we'd like to listen to music for a particular thing. So if you're out there, as I said, I'm doing intuitive soul readings. If you're interested in calling in, I don't know if you're listening or not. Let me just try something. Let me try promoting the show a little bit and see what's going on. If I can get somebody to call in. Yeah, okay. So let's get back to it. Self-expression. Music is a great way to
Obviously, it's a great way to express.
You can make music whether you play an instrument, hum, or tap a box. I'm a good box tapper. Yeah, a drummer by nature, right? Drummer by desire. or you can take existing songs and mix that, make a mix that conveys how you feel. Everybody use, like I do, use YouTube and just go through a series of songs, kind of reflecting the mood you're in, right? Okay. A great music technique for self-expression is light writing lyrics that convey your thoughts and emotions. Well,
they don't necessarily work well,
but they work. Okay. Wow, I'm still here. Okay. Yeah, I know. This is a test because I've been having problems with Skype. If anybody's logged in or in the chat room, I'm just kind of, if you want a reading, call in. I'm just doing this for a few minutes because I've had problems with Skype and something. I don't know if it's the internet. I don't know if it's AT&T, but it keeps logging me out. So this is a little bit of a test to see if I can stay online. But if you want some help, contact me. If you're in the chat room and I see somebody in there, just tell me if you can hear me.
You're talking about music and I'm going to using
beliefnet.com about the power of music, how it affects our lives. And this is not my normal time, but I'm just doing this as kind of a follow-up because I got kicked off the air about a half hour into the show, and I don't know what happened, and I'm trying to figure out why it happened, and I'm ready to change servers, like from AT&T to another company. Yeah, I'm still going in and out, and I have no idea why that's happening. So I think I'm changing servers because I think that's my problem. I don't think it's Chrome.
I think it's Skype, but I think it's just
that I have. Okay, so let's go back to the article. Unless you folks have questions or comments or something, you need information. I got a few more minutes. This is only a test show, and I'm just there. Well, that's good to know because I didn't know it was just me. But maybe it's good to know that other people have been having similar problems. But maybe it's a blog talk problem, and because I get kicked off by they're kicking me off the air, like Skype goes away for some reason. Maybe I should listen to other shows a little bit and see what happens. Right?
Any questions? Please ask. I'm just talking about lyrics.
Talking about music and the effect and how it helps you and benefits you by creating music in different areas of your life. And so, and the next part of this article from beliefnet.com is emotional connection. Sometimes depression, stress, or illness can cause you to feel numb or closed off. Yeah, blocked off, right? Music can reconnect you with your emotions. Yeah, music and dancing together. You know, if you put some music on that moves you to dance, then that's a really cool thing. This is just a test program.
I need to take calls. I just want to see how that works.
Okay, so a piece of music can make you feel happy, sad, or even angry. Yeah, if you're in a funky mood, you don't want to listen to negative music, do you? Depressing music. You want to stay with something that's upbeat, positive, something that moves your feet, right? Sometimes just feeling emotions, whether it brings smiles or tears, can be cathartic. Yeah, I don't know. Depends on how you want to feel, right? If you're down, you want to get up a little bit. You want to smile. You want,
you know, listening to
sing his song about being happy. Just kind of get you feeling good. Okay. So, this is a test. And I like this next point about music. And I'm just using this article as a test. And if you want to call in or if you have questions, if you want Spirit to answer anything for you, please do, because it's kind of opened this opportunity for the next few minutes. A song can instantly bring you back to a time, to moments in your past. Now, I think you'd really want music that brings you back to a positive time in your life.
Put you back into this.
This is our breakup music. No. Yeah, I think you want something that feels good. Gets you into a positive place, right? The tune you heard while it's your first date, a song you danced to on a special night, and it's about compiling a mental list of all this. Okay. So that's, yeah. Music can take you back, but you really kind of have to use it effectively to get your life in a better place. You want to find music that helps and not get you back into that depressed state, right?
It's working for some reason. You say,
and I believe it. I'm trying to get another part of this article. I will not be here tomorrow, so if anybody's listening today, I'll try to resolve all this stuff, maybe work with them being Blog Talk to resolve this problem before then. Okay, overcoming fear. If stress or anxieties make it difficult for you to do things, such as going to a busy store, riding on a train or an airplane, music can help you ground you before your fear turns into a full-blown panic attack.
Zach, you ever listen to music?
Train or something you're not comfortable going to someplace and you put your headset on and you blast away the music just to kind of get you through it, right? Have headphones handy and music that feels calming or distracting to you. When you feel the anxiety begin to raise, take a few minutes to simply close your eyes, breathe to the music. And certain music is as good as others, right? But yeah, you know what's really good? And everybody should have them on their playlists. If you have Pandora or if you whatever you have.
And it doesn't matter. Just
a symphony by Mozart. And you, when you get into those stressful moments, because brain Mozart works really good with the brain. It really helps you to stimulate your thinking process. I was doing some writing the other day and talking about Mozart. And I thought, well, you know what? I got to focus and concentrate, but I want some music on. So I have my Pandora station, and I put on the Mozart station, and it really helped. It really helped me focus. I've heard that they use Mozart in chicken coops. I guess that's still a good word.
Chicken houses. And they play
chickens lay more eggs. Same thing with cows. If they play Mozart, they're calmer and they give more milk. So if you want to give more milk, now if you want to feel calmer, if you want to focus and you want to get into a focused place, listen to a little Mozart, and that would help you a lot. That's my thing on music. So certain musics will do certain things to affect. Again, this is a test just to see if I can stay on the air for a few minutes, even though I am cutting in and out. So, but I will offer, I have about 2 minutes left in the show if anybody has any questions for Spirit that they need answers on.
Or ask in the chat room.
I will not be here tomorrow, but I will be here on Friday. I got things to do, people to see tomorrow. Yes. Oh, yeah, because never know. My daughter's just about ready to give birth to a child, my first grandchild. So that might disrupt my schedule this week. Okay. So, back to music, a little bit more about music, and then we'll be done for this particular. I like this next one, lullabies. We respond to music from early childhood. Even as babies, we connect with music and respond to rhythm before we can have language.
Calm from the sounds and lullabies.
From birth. You know, it's the sound of the birth. It's the sound of the mother's voice that's so soothing to children. To babies, if they really connect with it. And lullabies and the sound of the mother's voice is has a calming effect. It's a reflection of love that goes to the child. And it's that bonding at early age that's so important. Yeah. And I was just kind of like, Spirit could indicate where you're singing lullabies to a child. It's also the touch. The human touch is really important. Holding.
Combing the hair, brushing the hair.
It is. Well, I guess infants, you don't brush their hair, but you know what I mean. So, I've had fun for this little brief show just to see this will work. For some reason, I'm hanging on the air now. Okay. So, thank you for listening, and I will be back on Friday, and hopefully for a whole 45-minute show, if I can get that to work. Okay. Thank you very much. It's been fun for a brief show. Bye now. Okay.
This test show is over.
Bye now.